Welcome to Licht Hören, a podcast about light, lighting, and the people behind it. Here, we explore this fascinating field, from education and daily practice to how we imagine and shape its future.
And today we have the lighting designer at Hartraft Lighting Studios, Quincy Drain, with us. In one sentence, who are you for everybody who doesn't know you, and what do you do with light?
Great question. My name is Quincy, and I am an architectural lighting designer, but a curious lifelong learner, and I'm currently living in New York City. What I like to do with light is create spaces that feel welcoming and really bring people together.
Beautiful. So as a lighting designer, what do you do in your daily living, like your day as a lighting designer? What does it look like? What do we have to imagine? What do you do?
Great. What I do as an architectural lighting designer varies from day to day, but largely is working with other designers. So architectural designers, electrical engineers, even just our clients themselves, people who are wanting our lighting design services, and working together to then figure out how we can design the light that's within the space or even outside, like so for landscape or parks or sculptures. And that can involve picking out different light fixtures and then understanding where in the space the light should be and what kind of light it should be.
How do you come to that job? I mean, like, it doesn't fall from the sky. What was your path? How did you end up there?
Maybe traditional, kind of non-traditional. I figured out I was interested in lighting in my undergraduate studies when I was studying architecture. And there, I fell in love with daylight and its capabilities to shape space. And as I was diving deeper into daylight, I realized I really was interested in light and was asking around, like, is this a job or is this going to be like my specialty as an architect? And eventually found my way into Parsons, the graduate school program in New York City, having an architectural lighting program.
So first architecture, and does it still shape your work today? I mean, of course, it's related. It's within space, but what do you still take with you?
I definitely take the overall systems approach, that architecture lens where you have to zoom out and understand the project as a whole and really understanding, you know, people first and how it is to be a user within the space.
Was there maybe also a special moment when you said, like, wow, light, this is a thing?
Yeah, so in undergrad, I was a part of a design studio, which is class where you really are hands-on in making models based off of what you're designing. And in that studio, our group was tasked with understanding light as an object, as if it's its own material that is tangible, even though it's intangible. And just seeing the different effects that we were able to experiment and create really was awe-inspiring and helping to understand how light really does transform a space and how you, when you're intentional with what the light is, you can create new ideas and new experiences.
Thank you for sharing. That's beautiful. What are people most surprised of when you tell them what you do, what your job is?
I think they're most surprised that it's actually a job. Most people are like, oh, that's right. I guess someone does have to do that. That is someone's job. After that, if someone is kind of aware and that's not a shock, then they're most surprised on how technical lighting design can actually be and understanding the science behind light and how, as lighting designers, we also are attuned with how light affects the human body, both in terms of what age you are or how it affects your eyes and how your eyes also affect what you see, how light will change that. So I think it is really exciting when people find out how technical the craft actually is and not just artistic.
Is there something you're really, really proud of? Is there a project or whatever, a study you did?
I'm really, really proud of being the current president of BUILD, Black United in Lighting and Design Organization. It's a nonprofit that is creating a safe affinity space for Black professionals within our design industry. And I always loved community building and working and being a part of different organizations. And so I'm honored to be standing as the president currently and helping grow the organization.
Wish you very much luck with that. You told us about something you're proud of, but what might be something of your job which is really not that glamorous, or maybe it sucks, or
you just have to do it? There's a part of a process in a project where when you're ready to order things on site so your fixtures can come to the project, you'll have to review a lot of documents that are called submittals to make sure what is being purchased is what you want. And depending on the project size or just the complexity of the project, it can be a long, daunting sitting at your computer, just looking through PDFs, checking, cross-checking documents.
But yeah, you picked out so many beautiful luminaires, and in the end, you also have to control that it's really working.
Very important, just not as glamorous.
If you were 18 years old now, with the knowledge you have already, what would you do? What would your steps be to get into lighting?
I would probably do more research on like what schools have lighting programs. Not many, but still trying to find that. And then start talking to architectural designers, because they're probably one of the closest. Architectural, interior, and then engineering. Those are the closest professions to knowing a lighting designer. And I also would probably just start paying attention to the light around me more, and not just daylight. I've always loved looking at daylight. That's my daylight forever has my heart. But then for electric light, you know, really seeing how it's shaping my experience, like in restaurants, understanding when lights are dimming down, and like really paying attention to that, and like, oh, what do I like this? Do I not like this? And why? You know, a lot of us go into a space and have an opinion on light, but then don't really dig deeper into it unless it's like a glaring light in your face and you're like, ah, it's so bright. I love living in New York City. It's nice because there are a ton of shops everywhere. And so just walking down the street and kind of seeing how each place has their light layout differently. So like seeing hair salon and what chandelier pieces they have, and or how bright they have their space versus a cafe in the evening where it's really warm colors and like dimmer lights, not as bright. So it's fun to kind of just pay attention to what light is actually doing in each space.
Thank you very much. For a solid starting point, please check out the International Association for Lighting Designers, or even BILD, like Black United in Lighting and Design, or just listen to us. Quincy, thank you very much for being here. It was lovely to have you here.
Thank you. This is so great. Thank you so much.
Are you new to lighting or ready for more? Follow your curiosity. Start small and keep growing. There are degrees, part-time courses, and events to dive deeper into lighting. Find further information in the show notes and at lichtpodcast.org. Learning also happens in the community. Join lighting societies, local working groups, and open meetups. Visit trade fairs and congresses globally and also in your region. You can meet people close to you and from around the world. Dates and links are in the show notes. You have been listening to Lichthören, a joint project of the lighting societies of Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Thank you for listening. You'll find ways to connect with us through the comments or in the show notes.